Authorities in Saudi Arabia decided earlier this year to deport some 9 million migrant workers to open up more jobs for their own citizens. Hundreds of thousands have been deported and thousands jailed since then. Among the workers now facing deportation are some 700,000 Egyptians, which is more than a quarter of the 2.5 million Egyptians working abroad. The Saudis' move has also angered people back home. Recently, Egyptians staged a protest outside the Saudi embassy in Cairo to express anger against deportation of their countrymen.
What the Saudi authorities are doing is unacceptable. The Egyptian workers abroad have proven expertise and professionalism for years. Deporting Egyptians and torturing them is unacceptable, and we will take all the legal procedures against the Saudi government.
Ali and other critics also argue that Egyptians deserve a stay as they have proved their effectiveness in the kingdom.
Such a cheap move by Saudi Arabia to deport thousands of Egyptian workers. They care only about their own benefits. Didn't their king promise support for Egypt and Egyptians? Is that the support they are talking about?
Recently, Amnesty International has also censured Riyadh for not addressing what it called a dire human rights situation in the kingdom.
People suffer from not having the proper documentation. For many decades, the Saudi government authorities turned a blind eye. They were very lax regarding the entering and not leaving the country.
Amnesty has also provided a paper to the United Nations detailing about what it calls a new wave of repression in the kingdom. For now, the fate of the Egyptian workers is in the Saudi government's hands. 700,000 Egyptian workers in Saudi Arabia are facing deportation due to the kingdom's recent visa crackdown on undocumented foreign workers, a move that is being criticized in Cairo. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.